newspaper journalist Anthony Lloyd. And just to recap on our top story, there's been a mass shooting at a primary school in the U.S. state of Connecticut. Police say 26 people were killed, 20 of them young children. The gunman is also dead. President Obama at an emotional news conference at the White House has just spoken about the children's innocence being torn away from them. He also said that America had to take steps to prevent more such shootings, regardless of politics. That's it from this edition of NewsHour.
With bbc.com/news, you get the latest news stories anytime you like. Whether you're interested in science, health, technology or business, the bbc.com/news website can offer it all. It also gives you the opportunity to listen live to our news output or check the latest breaking news with our minute-by-minute news feed. All this content, coverage and opportunity makes the BBC the world leader in news coverage online. bbc.com/news.
It's the BBC in Shanghai.
Bangalore.
Melbourne.
New York.
Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.
BBC World Service, this is Julian Marshall with NewsHour. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, at least 27 dead, 20 of them young children, after a gunman opens fire at a school in the United States.
We heard like shots and everybody went on the ground and Miss Martin just closed the door and we went to the corner.
A visibly shaken President Obama gives an emotional news conference and warns it's time to act to stop such events.
As a country, we have been through this too many times. And we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more